Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now mostly cloudy, 58 degrees. Police are investigating a stabbing in North Wichita. Around 7:40 Wednesday evening, officers were called to the 1100 block of North State. Police say two people fought and one of them was stabbed. That person was hospitalized with potentially critical injuries. The number of active measles cases in Kansas continues to grow. 9 new cases have been reported in the past week, all of which appear to be in southwest Kansas counties. Medical director for KU Health Systems, Dr. Dana Hawkinson, says mistrust can lead to fewer people being vaccinated.
With decreased vaccination rates, decreased wanting to listen and adhere to medical guidance and recommendations. We don't do that for when we listen to our plumbers, our mechanics, our lawyers. People are really readily wanting to listen to that advice. But when it comes to medicine, for the most important thing, your body, your health, it seems to be a contradictory attitude.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports Gray County's number of cases increased from 6 last week to 15 this week. Since March 13th, the total number for the state has increased to 46 measles cases. Former Vice President Kamala Harris takes on President Donald Trump in her first major public speech since she lost to him in the election. Speaking at a political event in San Francisco Wednesday night, the former vice president praised Americans for resisting the president's policies, especially his tariff policies.
Courage is contagious. The courage of Americans who are banding together in the face of the greatest man-made economic crisis in modern presidential history.
The president and Republicans say the tariffs are designed to bring manufacturing jobs to the United States. The Senate narrowly rejects measure to block President Donald Trump's sweeping tariff plans, despite some support from Republicans.
The bid to overturn President Trump's executive power to impose tariffs falling short in the Senate.
We've got the yeas 49, the nays 49, the joint resolution fails passage.
Three Republicans, Senators Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul, and Susan Collins, joining all present Democrats in supporting it. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Republican Mitch McConnell were not present for the vote. McConnell had voted in favor of a similar bill reversing tariffs on Canada earlier this month. The disapproval resolution comes amid concerns over how tariffs on nearly all U.S. trading partners will impact the economy. But even if it had passed, it was unlikely to be taken up in the GOP-led House. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Vice President J.D. Vance broke a tie on a procedural vote to prevent the resolution from coming up again. Religious liberty is making the Supreme Court's docket this term, with at least 3 cases challenging the limits of religion in public. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
St. Isidore of Seville wants to become the nation's first taxpayer-funded religious charter school. At issue at the Supreme Court, does that violate the Constitution's ban on an establishment of religion by the government? The justices have previously said public money can go to religious institutions for the same kind of services and activities non-sectarian groups might provide, like food banks. But in oral arguments, the court appeared divided on applying that to the classroom setting, with the Catholic school wanting to teach not only basic curriculum like traditional public schools, but a religion-focused education. Oklahoma officials are divided on whether St. Isidore, formed by the Archdiocese in Oklahoma City, should be part of the state's charter school system.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is not participating in this case, meaning there is a possibility for a tie after the high court votes. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. One person was seriously injured when a bicycle and an SUV collided in Goddard Wednesday morning near 183rd and Maple. Police say the bicyclist began to turn left and an SUV struck him from behind. Officers say the elderly man was wearing some type of earbuds and did not hear the vehicle. His name and current condition have not been released. The FBI has reassigned several agents who were photographed kneeling during a protest in Washington following the 2020 death of George Floyd.
The FBI agents may have been trying to de-escalate tensions during a racial justice protest by taking a knee, or they may have been in solidarity with the demonstrators. We don't know. Whatever the reason, those agents have been reassigned, and the FBI isn't commenting about that yet. The Bureau's new director, Kash Patel, has been promising broad personnel changes. That protest was one of many that took place across the country after police killed George Floyd on a Minneapolis street. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Members of a high school lacrosse team in upstate New York have turned themselves in after they're accused of kidnapping younger players.
Onondaga County DA Bill Fitzpatrick says all 11 West Hill High School players involved will be charged with unlawful imprisonment after taking the younger players on what they thought was a team trip last week that was to end in a McDonald's. The driver pretended to be lost and pulled over in a remote area where others were waiting in the woods armed with at least one knife and a weapon that appeared to be a gun. He says one victim had his hands tied and a hood placed over his head and was led to believe he would be left there.
This goes way, way beyond, you know, hazing.
The school outside Syracuse has canceled the remainder of the team's games for the season. In New York, Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Probably not the kind of change drivers in Texas were looking for on their way to work Tuesday.
Talk about dropping a dime. U.S. Route 287 in Alvord, northwest of Dallas, was closed all day after a tractor-trailer overturned and spilled $800,000 worth of dimes on the road. That's 8 million dimes. Police say the truck overturned around 5:30 a.m. and the highway wasn't reopened until 7 p.m. The driver and a passenger were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No word on where the dimes were headed or if they were all recovered. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Roadways may be a little bit damp out there. May see the odd puddle or two. Some overnight rain. Otherwise, the traffic conditions looking pretty good this morning. Traffic volumes really have yet to pick up, and so things are actually looking fairly good out there right now. Really not seeing much of a problem, with the exception of some road construction. This one actually northbound on the turnpike, I-35, and this is between the 47th Street South exit and the K-15 exit there by Spirit AeroSystems. Got a lot of northbound traffic there through a road construction area at the moment. Traffic update to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly to partly cloudy skies today with only a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Not really expecting much rainfall during the day, especially while we have daylight. West-northwest winds, 8 to 18 miles an hour. Later on tonight, slightly better chance of having a few passing showers and thunderstorms. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronald Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, west wind at 7 miles per hour. 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And regarding the dime story, if you saw any video, I saw some video of how they were picking up the dimes and had one of those great big, like, sewer trucks with a big giant hose on it trying to suck up all those dimes. 8 million. I'm sure they didn't get all of them. They couldn't. I don't think they could anyway. Maybe they did.
I haven't seen anything like that since Scrooge McDuck.
Really? That's a lot of dimes.
There's all that change in that bin just swims around in it.
Today
moving around with hoses.
Today is Thursday, May 1st, first day of May Day. We had a partly cloudy, breezy day across south-central Kansas Wednesday, and Wichita's high temperature was 72 degrees. Normal high for the date is 72 degrees. How about that? May 1st, on this date in 1895, an F5 tornado rumbled 22 miles from the northwest corner of Sagoway County to 6 miles northwest of Newton. It was almost a mile wide. The vortex had killed 8, injured 25, devastated 25 farms, a few of which vanished, gone forever. Debris was carried for many miles, and dead livestock were found everywhere. 4 fatalities occurred in each of 2 families who had hesitated to take cover. Possibility they did not recognize the nearly 1 mile wide funnel as being a tornado. It was so big they thought, well, it's just wind. Wow. That was in 1895, of course, long before we had our modern warning technology that we have today. 6:13 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, and again here on the first day of May. Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Hello.
You look around there. Oh, there's Ted. How you doing? Okay. On this date, 14 years ago, 2011, President Obama announced that Osama bin Laden had been killed. Although for the SEALs on the ground, it actually happened for them on May 2nd, local time. Robert O'Neill is the man who made the kill shots. Is this the day that Hitler committed suicide? Is it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. There you go. President Osama bin Laden died on this date. An Army combat veteran from the Gulf War triggered severe mental health problems. Scheduled to be executed today in Florida for the shotgun killings of his girlfriend and her young children in 1998. Barring a last-minute reprieve, Jeffrey Hutchinson set to receive a lethal injection at Florida State Prison near Stark. The execution, if carried out, will be the 4th in Florida this year under death warrants signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, with the 5th execution planned for May 15th. Hutchinson, 62 years old, has long claimed he is innocent, that he's due to be executed today. Got some quarterly results coming out from Bombardier, announcing strong results for the first quarter of 2025, marked by double-digit gains across many metrics, including total revenues, earnings, free cash flow. Reported revenues of $1.5 billion for the first quarter, an impressive increase of 19%. Year over year, and this jump was driven in part by the delivery of 23 aircraft, 3 more than in the same quarter last year, and by a healthy delivery mix, it says here in their news release. Company services business continued its steady growth, reaching revenues of $495 million. That's up $18 million from the first quarter of 2024. Now, Bombardier has approximately 1,200 employees in its Wichita facility. And they do a lot. I guess I understand they do a lot of that service out there. And how about that? Good first quarter.
Good numbers, yeah.
Bombardier. We always like it when the aircraft plants are doing well. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this May Day. It's first day of May. And if some people say first day of summer, a lot of people think from traditionally it's been that. It's also International Workers Day. And the communists have kind of jumped on this over the years, but this is for the rank and file, just the folks who grab the bronze pail and go to work. Workers' Day, International Workers' Day. And we're working today.
Working. Yes, we are.
We are slaving over hot microphones.
We were working yesterday.
Yes.
And we'll work tomorrow.
6:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, the Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals down in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. You heard the game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Of course, we'll start out with shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and his 20-game hitting streak. Been some drama lately. He's kind of a few games he saved it till the last at-bat in the eighth inning to get that hit.
Wow.
No such drama last night.
Here's the 2-2. Slider poked through the right side, a base hit into right field. Bobby Witt Jr. singles in his first at-bat of the night. He's got a 21-game hitting streak. He's on at first with one out. with a 21-game hitting streak and now 999 career total bases.
Beautiful job going to the opposite field as he does so often. The breaking ball down and away just went with a pitch, and that's how you keep streaks going. Use the whole field.
Yep. Bobby is now batting .322 on the season, so you got that. But the big story last night for the Royals was a guy that is making his Major League debut on the mound. Starting pitcher, left-hander, Noah Cameron, a seventh-round draft pick out of Central Arkansas, called up to the Major Leagues last night, and he took a no-hitter into the seventh inning.
How about that?
Yeah, and then his bullpen helped him out and finished up with the shutout. Carlos Estevez finishing the game for his ninth save as the Royals shut out the Rays 3-0. Hey, the Royals have won 8 of their last 9, and that lets them finish the month with a winning record, 16-15, heading into the month of May.
Looks like they're getting some good pitching.
Royals had a 2-0 lead in the first inning. They've outscored their opponents this year 17-2 in the first inning. So, nice.
It's nice to get
That's
up.
Very
a,
nice.
Yeah, get yep. up to a jump like that.
The Royals in Tampa again to finish up the series. It's a noon game today in Tampa. You can listen live over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Down on the farm, the Wichita Wind Surge also did not give up a run last night. The Wind Surge going to Frisco and beat the first place Rough Riders 7-0. The Wind Surge has won 8 of its last 10. Three pitchers combined on a four-hit shutout, and they were all singles, so not even close. First baseman for Wichita, Aaron Sabato, was on base 4 times, including his second home run of the season. And then, of course, the pitchers all did a great work. The last two guys out of the bullpen, Mike Paredes and Joel Cesar, retired the final 11 batters. Paredes this year for the Wind Surge, he has thrown 20 2/3 innings, 0 runs allowed.
Zero.
Yeah. This guy is
wow.
Yeah. The Wichita
effective.
At Frisco again tonight at 6:35. Wichita finishes April with a record of 14-9. Their best April in franchise history. The Wind Surge right now is only a half game out of first place in the division.
There they go.
And playing again tonight. All right, hey, we have an elite baseball team here in town. Play a series against Newman, the third-ranked team in the nation. Central Missouri is here to take on Newman in a three-game series. The Mules and the Jets at 3 o'clock this afternoon on the west side. And that's a series that will finish up the regular season. And in softball, the great season continues for the Friends softball team as the KCAC tournament is underway in Branson, Missouri. Two more wins for Friends yesterday, beating Kansas Wesleyan 6-2 and then beating Ottawa 5-3. That puts Friends into the winner's bracket finals this afternoon. Even though Friends is the conference champ, the second place team, Evangel, is nationally ranked 24th. So Friends will take on 24th ranked Evangel in the winner's bracket finals this afternoon. Friends is 35-11, and the Falcons have won 11 of their last 12. Playing great softball here down the stretch. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees. Fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
Coming up, Dr. Sanjay Gupta this morning. Health concerns about meat. That's all on the way. Steve's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 56 degrees. A man has been charged with first-degree murder in a fatal shooting at a Wichita motel. 35-year-old James Owens charged Wednesday with first-degree murder in the shooting death of 21-year-old Martavian Davis in the 800 block of South Broadway. Bond was set at $1 million.
The United States makes a deal with Ukraine on access to minerals.
The administration, led by the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, finally inked that energy agreement with Ukraine, enshrining our cooperation with Kyiv and a promise to increase the flow of rare earth materials to the U.S. The administration, in a statement announcing the pact, said, quote, "The United States is committed to helping facilitate the end of this cruel and senseless war. This agreement signals clearly to Russia that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process."
That's Fox's Kevin Cork with that report.
As he winds down with Doge, A new Elon Musk project is taking shape.
Elon Musk has for years made Texas's business home and playground as he launches rockets and builds cars in the Lone Star State. And those space exploration efforts are spurring a new municipality. A vote is scheduled Saturday to turn the South Texas home of his SpaceX rocket company into an official city known as Starbase. Approval is likely. Most of the eligible voters are SpaceX workers. Critics say that vote and other proposals to give the city new authority to close beaches for rocket launches would give Musk and his company town too much power. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An off-duty New Jersey police officer is charged with breaking into her ex-boyfriend's home and going on a rampage.
Court documents say Toms River police officer Rebecca Sayegh went on a violent and destructive rampage before threatening to burn down her ex's home. An affidavit says Sayegh allegedly used her baton to smash through the front door of the house and confronting he and a woman who were inside. The 32-year-old got into an argument with the pair before she started pushing both of them. Both tried to hold her down before she broke free and allegedly broke items and pictures on the wall. Sayegh is facing a slew of charges. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
It's been 50 years since the fall of Saigon and the end of the Vietnam War.
There was a gathering of veterans Wednesday at Wichita's Eisenhower Airport to welcome home an honor flight and give them a chance to talk about their experiences of half a century ago. Veteran Jerry Mayhew says he was among the last American soldiers to leave Vietnam. And when he returned home, even his own mother didn't recognize him.
She literally looked right over my shoulder, and I walked up to her, and she, I'll never forget, she told my dad, she said, "Look what they've done to my son." And I thought, well, I looked about 37, I think, at 20.
While some veterans still remain silent and refuse to talk about their Vietnam experience, Mayhew says that he often thinks about the Vietnamese people who fought with the American troops that were left behind to an uncertain future. While deployed, he adds that he would often talk with other service members about returning home as going back to the real world. This Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Mostly to partly cloudy skies today, with only a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Not really expecting much rainfall during the day, especially while we have daylight. West-northwest winds, 8 to 18 miles an hour. Later on tonight, slightly better chance of having a few passing showers and thunderstorms. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronna Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, west wind at 7 miles per hour, 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:33 here in the morning on this May 1st with Steve and Ted, and it was on this date 58 years ago, 1967, 32-year-old Elvis Presley married 21-year-old Priscilla Ballou at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. They separated in 1971, and Elvis filed for divorce in 1973, but they have just one child, is that right?
Yeah. Lisa Marie? She is Elvis, now gone.
The wedding day of Elvis Presley 58 years ago. Phone In 6, celebrated on May 1st every year. It's a day set aside to appreciate the average working class citizen and give him or her a day of rest. Phone In 6 Day is celebrated as casually as it sounds, but the motivations are more nuanced. People call in sick on this day to protest against longer work hours, less free time, a decreased quality of life, and to voice their displeasure from the rat race of modern living. Really? We don't phone in sick, Ted. Even when we're sick, we don't phone in sick.
I know. Got a job to do.
It's a, yeah. If you don't want to be there, don't come. There you go. Hey, got a little change going on, a little big change at Butler County, at Butler Community College now. The Board of Trustees pleased to announce that after a nationwide search, Dr. Tamara Daniel has been named the sixth president in the college's nearly 100-year history. Her first day will be Monday, June 23rd. Dr. Daniel is poised to become a leader of the second largest community college in Kansas after serving as provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs at Arkansas State University Mountain Home, a two-year institution with an enrollment of 1,500 located in Mountain Home, Arkansas. So Dr. Daniel is
now, wait, they've only had five presidents in 100 years? That doesn't sound right.
Nationwide search, nation's sixth, named the sixth president. The college nearly won. That doesn't, does it?
That doesn't. Unless somebody, so every president serves at least 20 years? That doesn't sound right.
Or somebody served 50 years.
Could be. I don't know.
It's their news release. I don't know.
All right.
I guess we can call them on it. Hey, that's not right. It can't be. The math is not there. Had an interesting conversation yesterday with a fellow that you and I have known for quite a while, a fellow by the name of Robert Bob Lutz, who now I guess he's sort of semi-retired in a way. He's still doing League 42, that's for sure. This is a guy who was a sports writer with the Eagle
for many, many, many years. So good at his job, good great writer.
He got into radio at one of our sister stations and did a great job there with his son, Jeff. Now, the reason we're talking about him is I interviewed him because he's our guest for the Issue Show this weekend. And we're going to be talking about a wide range of things, including one of the things we got off on a little bit. We were talking about journalism, and he had some very interesting things to say. Of course, Bob's he's a smart guy. He's a very sharp guy, very well-spoken. And we also talked to him. You know, this League 42 with the baseball league has expanded into other services for young people, you know, including helping them with their studies and their academics and things.
Yep.
He has just done a great job. They're in their 12th year now, started in 2013, and over 600 kids being helped, at least in the league, playing ball. So, and how many families is that? 600 kids.
Yeah, and you're just talking about every year.
Yeah.
Just how many families and youngsters that affects and helps in many, many ways. It's pretty cool.
He's found a mission, and I really admire Bob. Of course, that'll be on Sunday morning at 8.
I'm looking very forward to listening to that.
It was a pretty good interview. Yeah, I enjoyed it. But, yeah, you're talking about people who have an impact on people's lives. I think Bob's having a big impact on a lot of kids, and that's a great deal. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Wednesday, the April live cattle scored a new all-time record high at $217.67 and then expired at noon on a negative side at the price of $215.75. Now, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures all traded lower and closed with triple-digit losses yesterday. There has been some cash cattle trade in our feed yard. Kansas has had some at $214. Box beef prices also slipped lower yesterday, and lean hogs had six session lows and closed with some triple-digit losses. At the close, June live cattle $1.80 lower at $208.40. August feeders down $1.87 at $295.02, and June lean hogs down $1.17 at $98.27. The Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures Wednesday made new contract lows. A flash sale of corn was made for the second straight session, and after trading mixed yesterday, only the corn and Chicago wheat futures closed on the positive side. Now, overall, there was a lack of fresh news yesterday. Interesting that after all the up and down the S&P saw in April, it only closed down 1% for the month. At the moment, we are looking at July Kansas City wheat 2 cents higher at 531.5. July corn's up 3 cents at 478.5. July soybeans down 4.5 at $10.40. June crude oil $1.39 lower at $56.82. June gold down $90, make that $91.50 now at $3,227. The June S&P 63 points higher at 5,650. June dollar index 25 cents higher at 99.52. And June Dow Jones futures up 300 points at 41,070. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You know, I'm a city guy, city boy, so I don't know what goes on in a farm. I've got a vague idea. I've been on a farm before, and I've actually watched people who work there and how they do it. It's terrific. It's fun to watch. But hey, What's going on in the farm right now? If you're a wheat farmer or a soybean farmer, what are you doing right now at this stage?
Well, as far as wheat, they're trying to get a fungicide put on right now. That's helped protect the wheat head from any fungus that they might get because of weather conditions. It's been a little difficult getting that fungicide on with these rains that keep moving through. We're also seeing corn planting getting wrapped up in a lot of the eastern part of Kansas. Soybean planting is moving along right now. Cattle's being turned out on the Flint Hills right now. So that's pretty much what's going on at the moment.
So it never stops on the farm, right?
There's always something going on, especially okay. If you're a diversified operation.
Did I was talking, I interviewed Bob Lutz, who is a sports writer and radio personality here. I was interviewing Bob, and we were talking about mentors and people who had an impact on young people's lives. Can you remember one person who was a big influence on your life when you were growing up?
off the top of my head, I've never really given it a lot of thought, but I'd have to say, you know, growing up, my dad and my granddad were a big influence on me. You know, I learned a lot of things from them, you know, when I was younger.
Well, that's kind of what Bob said. His dad was a huge influence, so that's great. It's not for him. Mother's Day's coming up. I don't know when Father's Day's in. Someday, a couple of months from now, but we'll celebrate today. I think it's an excellent choice. Your dad and your granddad. I'd have to echo that. Very good. Hey, Tom, thanks for being with us. As always, we'll check with you again tomorrow morning here on KNSS with Stephen Ted in the Morning. Don Graham, CFP, the money tracker.
Here's a mentor right there.
Oh, yes. Taking advantage of a down market.
Ah.
Ah, that's coming up. Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Stephen Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 646 now. Three big things.
Three.
Fight and stabbing in North Wichita leaves one person with critical injuries.
Two.
United States makes a deal with Ukraine on access to minerals.
One.
Number of measles cases up by 9 this week in Kansas. All of those cases in Gray County in southwest Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volume's starting to pick up out there. Not really seeing it slowing down too much, but we do have some road construction slowing things down. This is Broadway between 71st Street South and Hayesville and up to about 63rd Street South. Just some areas of really heavy traffic there in that road construction area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 72 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 51. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy. 20% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 70 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. West wind at 7 miles per hour. 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Is artificial intelligence coming for your credit card?
Fox on Tech. Would you trust an AI with your credit card? We're already giving artificial intelligence access to a lot of things, personal things, from our photos to our emails, texts, and daily schedules. But now Visa is looking to AI to bring you, the consumer, an agent who can buy things for you using your stored payment card information. It's all part of a mode of artificial intelligence called agentic AI, in which the smart software acts on behalf of its human user, often making informed decisions about preferences and patterns with little to no oversight. Allowing an AI agent to spend one's money, however, is a new leap. Though both Amazon and Google have been working on similar projects in digital retail, Visa is working with leading AI developers, including ChatGPT parent OpenAI and payment processor Stripe, to make it happen. While testing is underway, Visa expects to widely debut its agents next year. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
The last trading day of April on Wall Street.
Stocks gaining steam in the last 15 minutes of trading on the last trading day on what has been a volatile month for Wall Street. Stocks ending mixed, but the Dow and S&P 500 extending gains for a seventh straight session. Data show that gross domestic product, a measure of economic growth, shrank in the first...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 months of the year. It was the first contraction in 3 years, deepening concerns around the impact of U.S. tariffs and the global trade war. Industrials and consumer staples gained while energy lagged, and investors are eagerly awaiting earnings after the closing bell from tech heavyweights, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Chevron. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow closed up 142 points, S&P up 8, and the NASDAQ was down 15 points. Taking advantage of a down market, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. I don't know whether I'd call it a trend or necessarily a bear market or not, but the markets have shed some points since the beginning of April. Much of that volatility is tariff-induced. We don't know whether the downturn will continue or when it'll level and turn into positive territory or again or not. Well, we've seen some rebounding, but we still don't know the long-term effects of this whole thing. I'm confident that it will hit new highs in the future. When? I don't know. But let's take advantage of the downturn if you haven't already. If you want to get a boost when the markets head trend upward, up your contributions. There's a sale going on in the stock market. You've heard me say it before, and it is time to put more money into your investment allocation. When the markets return, as they have slightly, you will see you will have much more with a much lower basis. Now, sell some of your underperforming holdings, rather, to harvest some of those tax losses. Those losses can be used to net against future gains. You may be able to reap some significant tax benefits. If you don't have enough gains to net against this year, you can use those losses in future years. It rolls over. Many investors close to retirement have significant assets under their traditional retirement accounts. Big balances mean RMDs at age 73 or 75. That could be much greater than what you're going to need to take out of those IRAs. The markets have dipped, and your IRA may be down too. It's cheaper now to convert those assets to your Roth IRA. Less to convert means a lower tax bill. Once in a Roth, it has the opportunity to grow tax-free and never be taxed again. These strategies aren't for everyone, so you want to check with your tax and your investment pro before making any strategic decisions. Take a deep breath and check your emotions at the door. Selling out and going to cash would have been and could be a bad mistake. The stock market has a history of always reaching new record highs after a dip. No one can predict when that will happen, but if you trust history, it's a lot easier to keep calm. And we've just seen it happen recently. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Well, I admit to you, I was pretty angry when I looked at that 401k of mine and said, well, what happened that 1 week? It really took a bath. But it's gradually been coming back, so.
Yeah, but think if you had run scared and, you know, a couple of days of bad markets and you get out. I mean, what do we see? We saw 2,500 points in the Dow in two trading sessions.
Yeah.
Well, look at since then, much of that has come back. Now, we haven't reached new highs and we're probably going to see more volatility, but take advantage of this time.
All right. Today is Law Day, you know.
Oh.
Encouraging all Americans to reflect on the personal rights and liberties which are enjoyed and exercised daily.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Americans are asked to focus on every legal right laid out in the fundamental documents of American democracy, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Interesting, okay. What's going on in law right now, because what I'm seeing is a lot of, what can I say, losing confidence. People, just don't seem to think that our law system, our legal system works, that everybody out there is on the take, and it depends on what you think. And if you're a judge, you're gonna do whatever your political persuasion. I don't see that. The judges I've known have tried to be very, very.
I still have faith in the system.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah,
I do too. And if you want to make fun of lawyers, that's fine. But wait till you got a problem. They can be very handy.
Exactly.
Law day. Law day. Ted, what's going on? You got any birthdays to tell me about today?
Not right now.
Okay. Later?
Yeah, we got some.
We got some good ones.
It's nobody's birthday today? Or there is. It is somebody's birthday.
Somebody's birthday.
Yeah. Somebody's having a birthday somewhere, right?
Yeah.
A very good friend of my wife, Lanelda Todd's having a birthday.
Mayday. Mayday.
They worked together for several years, and they were just, they were buddies. And she's a great woman. She's a great lady, and she and her husband are just terrific people. Lanelda's having a birthday.
Wow. So, well, happy birthday, Lanelda.
Happy birthday, Lanelda Todd.
Ah.
There you go. All right, guys. Coming up, thank you. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, our news at the top of the hour this morning. 9 more measles cases reported in Kansas. We've got that story. And former Vice President Harris shares opinions about President Trump. Ooh, that's on the way. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.